Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Good morning, my little lemon loaves.
Oh, good morning.
That's I don't know what that is. That's cute.
You're my little lemon loaf. Yeah. Wasn't that the
cookie.
Tea that you had? It was a lemon loaf tea?
Yes, it's so good.
Like, yeah, I'm a fan of lemon loaves.
You like?
I make a pretty solid lemon loaf, actually. So does Knick Knack.
Okay.
She's good with her loaves.
Yeah,
that's good.
She's a loaf master.
She's a loaf master.
She
burns everything else but her loaves.
They
are pretty darn good.
You know what? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
You know, coming in strong with the loaf game.
Solid loaf is what she is all about.
Does she do the powdered sugar frosting?
Yeah,
too?
And I'm not a fan of the drizzle. It's too much sugar for me. I just want the bread. I want the flavor of the lemon in the bread. I'm not a drizzle guy.
Oh, I think the drizzle just brings it.
I can see that. I can see you, at least Katie, being a drizzle
I love the
person.
Drizzle.
Just a light little powder, Jim?
No, I don't want a light powder.
Okay. Oh,
what about like on bread? A lemon bar, though?
No, I just want normal lemon bread.
You crazy.
Okay.
Stop pushing me for the drizzle. Knock it off.
Drizzle zone.
I will tell you what I am full of this morning. More so than usual.
Okay.
Oh
my God.
Hot air.
Guys, I got my favorite salad last night. I've raved.
It's so funny.
Raved and raved and raved, haven't I?
You really have. About a salad, which every time I'm like,
it's the greatest salad ever made. Greatest place to go get a salad.
But if it's a good salad, why are you stuffed? Shouldn't you not be stuffed with it?
No, I kept eating it and eating it, and it's massive. The
is it huge?
Serving size of this salad is massive.
Four.
Jared, where is it at? Is it at Shanahan's? Is it at Elway's? Is it Perry's?
Where is it? Oh, my gosh.
Texas Roadhouse.
Which is so funny. Like, you think you'd go there for, like, a big slab of steak, some meat.
Country fried chicken.
Yeah.
The grilled chicken salad at Texas Roadhouse, I'm going to tell you right now, it is a game changer in the world of salads.
Their
croutons are so good. Their ranch dressing is on point. The chicken is grilled to perfection. Boy, they are getting a free advertisement today from me, aren't they?
I know. Yeah.
But, I was like, are we going to Texas Roadhouse? Let's go. Let's go. I was like, early dine if you get there before 5. My salad's $3 off.
You are just making yourself sound so much more awesome and awesome.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
There's not enough awesome in this room. I feel like I'm bringing it right now.
Well,
and we were out of there by, I think it was 5:30 or something. We were done with dinner by 5:30 last night.
Early bird,
we
indeed.
Went to the early dine at Texas Roadhouse. I got my salad, and then we bounced. And it was funny on the drive home. Knick Knack's like, "What are we going to be like when we're like 70?
Going to eat at 2?
She's like, "If we're already doing this now, she's like, "Yes, are we going to go to dinner at 3 or 2?
2:15
and be in bed by 6:30, and then up with the sunrise?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine.
Sounds
good
to you, right?
Honestly, it sounds fine."
I was like, "That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah,
nothing good happens after 6 o'clock.
It's true."
Well, I have to say, I've always had a joke that's like, you know, no fun story ever started with this one time when I had a salad.
Yeah,
but you completely
true.
Disproved that theory because you talk about that salad like,
yeah, I showed Katie a picture of it today and I was like, look at this, look at it.
Taking look at salad
it.
Pics, bro.
Salad selfies.
Come on.
A salad pic.
I'm telling you, it is a game changer in the world of salads.
It doesn't sound like a healthy one, though. Like, if it's a salad, you're like, oh, the ranch is amazing.
Well,
the croutons.
You gotta get the dressing on the side so you can limit how much you're throwing on there.
Yeah.
And it's got a little bacon bits, too, and some egg. So,
you know what the trick is, too? You dip your fork in the ranch.
I know. I've done that trick.
You grab your salad.
That's smart.
And it just gives you a little bit.
And then at the end, when you have some left, you just tip it back like a shot.
Then you eat the entire ranch.
Yeah.
So you're not doing portion control.
So good, you guys.
Such a good salad.
So what'd you do last night?
I'm back to covering the Avs now that it's playoff time. I'm very excited for that, obviously. You know, I'm the sports guy. I don't want to put Jeremy to sleep here, but... it's a huge deal because Gabe Landeskog's back.
Landy's
so,
on the ice chair, for the Avs.
They're playing it pretty close to the chest here. They're, we asked some questions. I talked to Nathan MacKinnon yesterday, which was cool, and then talked to Charlie Coyle, one of the newer guys, but they're all like, oh, you know, we'll see if Gabe, you know, comes back to the team. But all signs are pointing to, yes, the Avs will have a fully healthy team for the first time in the playoffs since 2022.
That's great.
That's amazing.
So that is... I mean, 3 years, man. That's wild. That's kind of unprecedented, to be honest. I mean, to be injured for that long and then make a comeback in the playoffs.
In the perfect time.
Perfect
time for him to come back right now.
It is. So I'm
excited for you that you get to cover the team right now. I know that's like a dream.
It's exciting. I mean, obviously, growing up in Colorado, you like the Avs, the Nuggets. What you doing? There we go.
You got there.
I got it.
And then after that, I spent the rest of my day here in the studio cooking up a little something for everybody.
There you go.
Yeah. And actually, you know what's funny? I'll just come out and say it. I did two songs yesterday. Altitude, our sister station, wanted me to do a song for them. And so I cooked
that
one out.
Where are they copying us?
Copying is the highest form of flattery.
No, you should have said no.
I didn't know that they were stealing you for that.
No.
Wait a minute. It's one thing for you to cover the Avs.
It has to do with me covering the Avs, though.
I don't care.
You're our singer, Josh.
It's kind of, there's enough of Josh's throat to go
around. No. Oh, gosh.
No.
Oh,
that,
goodness.
You're not on,
as I sound
no,
really
hoarse mix.
Today.
You're on mix. You're not over there.
I am, but they paid me
a lot more
money to go over there. So
I don't like this at all.
So it's just a quick little intro for a thing that I'm doing over there for them. So.
Well, that's probably better than the one you did for us. So, Katie,
what
did you do yesterday?
Wait, are you? I put my literal heart and soul into that.
Oh, Katie, you didn't tell him?
I didn't know.
Oh, okay. What did you do yesterday, Katie?
I honestly got to get out and hit the hardwood. Actually, concrete, because it wasn't actually a floor. It was a full-size basketball court that I found out on my journey, my walks.
You played some b-ball?
I've been looking for one because that's part of my repertoire, right? Like, I like to keep my body moving every day, and so this is something that I'm going to add into the mix. I walk a mile and a half to get to this basketball court, and then I play basketball for 45 minutes, and then I walk a mile and a half back to my house, so it's like a whole little, journey for me to go play
basketball journey.
But I love it because this is something I've done my whole life, like to let off steam. Part of my exercise routine is to go play basketball, and it's been over a year since I've done it. But again, I needed to find a hoop. But that's what I love about basketball, is all I got to do is find a hoop, homie.
And you threw down?
I got a ball. Like, that's it.
Were you going to challenge a group of teenagers out there playing?
No.
Was it shirts and skins?
No, I have the same MO every time I walk up to the court. It is me up against four imaginary defenders, and I beat them every time because they have the same moves.
Never lost.
Oh my gosh, I'm so good against these four guys who pretty much stand at the baseline the whole time. But I have practiced the same moves since middle school, and just they're still there.
You've got moves? I had no idea.
Let's get you a ball and we'll film you out here in the foyer. I can actually dribble like between the legs, behind the back. Like, I've got some moves.
I have never been able to do that.
No?
The between the leg things.
Oh my gosh.
Are you surprised?
Yes. No, not really, but yeah, it is so much fun. Like, I had a blast yesterday. And
good for you.
Yeah, it's a good time for me. So
you should find some kids and challenge them while you're out
there.
No,
because I'll probably lose. Like,
yeah, but still, you can practice your skills. And what if you don't? What if you go out there and just school them?
And then I get to brag that I beat four 12-year-olds.
And you're like, what? I know.
Yeah. This isn't a good brag for me either way.
If you take on four, that's pretty good.
Is it still pretty good?
It's pretty good.
It is.
Okay.
It's like the whole thing that guys think about. Like, how many, 15-year-olds could you fight? And fend off, once.
That's actually something wrong.
Oh, I've had that conversation with many
guys. Guys?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
How many minutes?
Or like
how
even
many
toddlers.
Could you
like
beat
how
up,
many
yeah.
toddlers coming at you could you take?
100.
You're fighting babies now?
Well,
like,
what is the age range of a toddler?
2.
No.
A toddler is 2,
like
3,
2 to 5.
Or 4.
So if you had how many 5-year-olds coming at you? How many could you take?
I think a 5-year-old is a small child at that point. But
what
I
if 100 5-year-olds came at you?
I don't want to think about beating up 5-year-olds.
I would back myself into
obviously
a corner.
Obviously, we're not condoning hitting children.
No.
Obviously,
but
it's funny,
like,
mind candy to think of a horde of 100 5-year-olds coming at you.
Every man has thought that, Katie.
Oh God,
they're
that
all
crazy.
Tripping. They're all
zombies. Like zombie 5-year-olds.
Zombie 5-year-olds. Yeah, that makes it a little more gentle.
I'd be like, "Are you hungry? Do you need brains?"
I think I could take on 100 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Jared, the thing you got to do is just back yourself into a corner and just tee off on all of them because they get one at a time.
You just got to kick, kick.
Just kick, kick, kick.
And then you can work your way up. Like how many 11-year-olds and then how many like 16-year-olds it starts to get really harder because they're starting to get muscles.
Yeah, they're working out at
that maybe like 10, 16-year-olds.
To know that this is what goes on in your brain.
Yeah. You've never thought about how many kids you could beat up?
Never. Okay. Never.
Katie's out there battling invisible people on the court.
Exactly.
This is real life over here, Katie. Come to our side. This is real life.
Okay.
Okay. Send your hate mail to josh@mix100.com.
What?